He wants to make that happen in some way this week. Friday night could work. He commits to pass on the invitation to attend one of the local high school sporting events. He knows that will disappoint one of the board members who has encouraged him to be more visible in the community. Saturday afternoon, after his son's ball game, he will spend much of the day on his message. It looks like another Saturday night special is in store for the Sunday morning crowd. This weekend he is going to speak on relating to lost neighbors. He wishes he had some personal stories to share, but life has just been so busy lately. He thinks of all the times he is pulled into the garage after late nights at church or church-related activities. He hasn't met the new couple, two doors down. He tells himself they just moved in a few weeks ago, but then remembers it was 6 months ago at least. He knows that if he is not relating to his neighbors and inviting them to Christ and to church, he cannot ask his congregation to do so. He wrestles with changing his message, but he has already announced what he is going to preach. He shakes his head and slumps a little lower in the seat. He is tempted to witness to the person sitting next to him on the plane just to get a personal story for his message. Nothing like a good airplane story to get a crowd going. He rebukes himself for the improper motivation. The passenger is asleep anyway. Must be nice. Pastor Rush reaches back into his bag. He pushes the conference notebook aside and grabs a legal pad. He has the weekly staff meeting after his breakfast appointment. This will be the only time he has to prepare for it. He decides to keep it brief, jotting down only a few items to discuss. He knows there are some staff issues that need to be dealt with, but he does not have the time or emotional energy to raise them. He begins to think about his message for Sunday night, which is different from Sunday morning. He has taken some criticism lately for the quality of his Sunday night messages. He understands why they have been underdeveloped. He is trying to work on them earlier in the week, taking some of the time away from the Sunday morning message preparation. This Sunday night there is a neighborhood block party. His wife will go while he is at church. He thinks, at least one of us knows our neighbors. Of course, people will wonder why she was not at church. The tension is mounting. He slumps deeper into the seat. He knows there has to be a better way. He knows it and continually admits it to himself and the Lord. But there is no time to discover it, whatever it may be, much less time to put it into action. Like other conferences, Pastor Rush was impressed, but is coming home almost depressed. During these times, Pastor Rush has disciplined himself to remember his calling into ministry. When he was in his early 20s, he committed his life to vocational ministry. He meant